And that's our goal with our series this week. We've been asking you to flip your tag and find out more about where your clothes come from and who makes them. And there's an app for that designed by the Australian company Good On You. Sandra Capone is the co-founder of the company. Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Marco.
So your app rates clothing brands, supply chain transparency, treatment of animals, and labor policies. And you've loaned this app to us here at The World. I've also got in our studio Alex Newman, our digital guru, who's been coordinating all of this information and data and making it easier for you to access. So let me turn to you first, Alex. If we come to PRI.org and see this app, what do we actually see?
Well, so we built a quiz called How Fair Is Your Fashion? It allows you to put in kind of what's on the back of your label. So you can look at what country it came from, the brand it is, and the material it's made out of. But the way we did that was using some of the brand database that Good On You was able to lend to us, because it's impossible for us to evaluate the thousands of brands that exist in the world. And so it just gives you some insight into how ethical your clothing can be.
Right. And you'll find out whether it's good or whether you should really like stay away from this brand altogether. So, Sandra, as co-founder of Good On You, I imagine a lot of this involves digging on your part and knowing what brands, even specifically possibly factories, are in compliance with your standards. How do you get all that information?
That's exactly right. We build off the work of the standards and certification schemes that are already out there, that already have teams of auditors that look at supply chains and to understand how brands and retailers are implementing sustainable practices. We also have our own team called Ethical Detectives. Mm. Their role is to scour this publicly available information, and we rate into a simple, accessible score that's useful for shoppers. From one, we avoid this brand, to five, it's great. You know, way to think about it is we put ourselves in the shoes of the consumer who, if they had a lot of time on their hands, they would also be able to find this information. But the value we add is making it really easy for them.
Sandra, what made you realize that the world needed an app like this?
For a long time, I've personally been thinking about the impact that each of us have on the world, you know, good and the bad. I've always loved fashion, but I started learning more and more about what was going on behind the scenes of the major labels. And then, of course, there was the Rana Plaza collapse in Bangladesh. And it really made me stop and think that surely fashion didn't have to come at the cost of people's lives.
Sandra, what about the companies who are making these clothes? Have they changed their kind of manufacturing processes in response?
Yeah, I think in response to the growing consumer awareness and sentiment around these issues, yeah, retailers and brands are having to step up and respond. And there's a number that are showing real leadership, but others are too slow to move. So, you know, we think there's a real role for consumers to play in continuing to push that change.
I was kind of surprised, Sandra, that some high-end companies did not do very well in your ratings, and yet some rather inexpensive companies did do quite well. Tell us about that. Is there any relationship between cost of a garment and ethics?
I think it is important to recognize that every time we purchase an item of clothing, that there is a person behind that process. And if something is really inexpensive, then somebody is paying the price for that. Mm. One of the things that we believe we do at Good On You is debunk the myth that ethical clothing needs to be expensive. Ethics is not the only consideration when we shop for clothes. You and I care also about price and style, of course. And there's plenty of examples of great brands out there that are still, you know, recognizing that people value price and are not doing that at the cost of basic sustainable principles and fairness principles for their workers.
So help me out here with a real-time garment decision. My winter puffer coat, it's 17 years old. I love it. I need to replace it, though, and I love the brand. I know where to get it locally, but the brand's not on the app. Can I ask the retailer? Will I get an honest answer?
I mean, absolutely. It'd be great to ask the retailer, because that's a way that you're showing that you care about the issue. And any good retailer would respond to what their customers are asking for. You can also request through the Good On You app that we rate the brand for you. And, you know, we try and respond to our users' requests for rating brands fairly quickly. And another great thing you can do when you look up the brand in the Good On You app and are maybe not so happy with the score or the performance of the brand on some of the issues that you care about, you can send feedback directly to the brand, urging them to do better. And you can discover more ethical alternatives also through the app.
Sandra Capone, co-founder of Good On You, speaking with us from Melbourne. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marco and Alex. It's been great to talk to you.
And Alex, thank you for being here. Alex, our digital guru here at The World.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's your turn. If you want to take our How Fair Is Your Fashion quiz, it's real easy. Just head over to PRI.org, flip your tag, and see what you can learn.